Stephen Colbert met with TV critics in Los Angeles this week, less than a month before he's due to take over as host of CBS's Late Show, succeeding David Letterman. And Colbert, known for playing something of a parody of a right-wing talk show host on Comedy Central's Colbert Report, surprised some people by revealing what his plans are for his version of The Late Show when it debuts on September 8th.
My hope is that when you see me on the new show, you'll go, oh, wow, a lot of that was him the whole time. But I won't know how much of it is until I go do it. Honest to God, it's an act of discovery for me, too.
Well, NPR TV critic Eric Deggans was there at Colbert's first big meeting with the press since agreeing to take over. So, Eric, does this mean that Colbert is actually a far-right conservative?
No. I think what he meant is that he talked a little bit about wearing the character as a hat. People who've worked in improv know that you should be able to slip in and out of a character that you're improvising. And he was talking a little bit about having slipped that character off during the Colbert Report, maybe a little more than people realized. And we have a clip that relates to that. Let's check that out.
You know, I don't think anybody would have watched that old show if they didn't know who I was. Because that guy was a tool. And we did our best from the very beginning to peek around the mask, you know what I mean? Not to get too erudite right now, but Oscar Wilde said something along the lines of, if you want to see somebody's real face, give them a mask. I was able to piggyback on the back of that character and be extremely intimate with the audience. Because I had the excuse that I didn't mean it, but I got here to tell you, I meant a lot of it.
Boy, this is getting deep. I didn't mean it, but meant a lot of it. And now I have an image of Stephen Colbert piggybacking on himself on that show. So what do you think, having heard from him, what will he be like on The Late Show?
Well, number one, I think we've seen a lot more of the Stephen Colbert on the Colbert Report than a lot of people realize, so the humor won't seem all that different. And these shows don't change that much, you know? He might not do a traditional monologue where he comes out and tells jokes, like, say, a David Letterman or Jimmy Fallon. His first guest is going to be a pretty mainstream movie star, George Clooney. His first musical guest is supposed to be Kendrick Lamar, the hip-hop artist and songwriter. And Louisiana-born jazz artist John Batiste is going to be his band leader, and they talked a lot. He talked a lot about improvising with him, so they're going to interact a lot in ways that we're used to seeing. And he's bringing his entire creative team from the Colbert Report, so the humor is going to be the same.
It's fine. I just want to comment, Eric. You were mentioning how it's going to be interesting to see what format he chooses, because late night is changing. Seth Meyers this week started opening his show sitting behind the desk the way he used to do on Saturday Night Live and not doing the stand-up monologue. So who knows if Colbert will feel the need to do that. But it seems overall like this is a big shift going on. We've said that. CBS will have replaced its entire late night lineup in just 9 months when Stephen Colbert takes over. Is it as big and seismic as it feels?
Oh, for sure, for sure. We saw in the spring James Corden replaced Craig Ferguson on CBS at 12:30. Now Colbert is coming in and he's getting a load of attention. I think when Colbert takes over, he's going to get so much attention, he's surely going to beat Jimmy Fallon in the ratings. And Jimmy Fallon is currently the champ of late night. You know, since he took over The Tonight Show, he's done very well in the ratings.
And you think Colbert's going to beat him?
I think Colbert's going to beat him at first because everybody's going to tune in to see what that show is like, to see how different he will be now that he's not playing that persona.
Well, he also comes as Jon Stewart exits. And we know that, of course, Stephen Colbert started with Stewart. Now, Colbert talked with you critics on Monday about meeting with his predecessor, David Letterman, to get advice. How do you think that might affect the show? And again, you know, I'm wondering if he's thinking of maybe a little taking over for Jon Stewart, too.
Well, he will be an option for people who are fans of Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart, of course, left The Daily Show just last week. And so he will be an option for fans who want to get something that's like The Daily Show, because Colbert was on The Daily Show, of course, before he got his own show. I also think he talked about meeting with Letterman and talked about going into college right when Letterman was starting The Late Show on NBC and being very affected by that, very influenced by that. But the important difference is that Colbert seems to be a nicer person than Letterman, particularly his onstage persona seems much nicer. So he's going to crack those kind of jokes with a smile, with a sense of niceness, in a way that Letterman could be a little more eccentric and a little meaner. And I don't think he's going to – I don't think Colbert is going to be that way. And you can see that in a joke that he told about Donald Trump. And we've got a clip featuring that, too. Let's check it out.
I just hope he's taking his vitamins. Please stay healthy until I get on the air. Don't do anything dangerous. Don't ride any motorcycles, because every night before I go to bed, I light a candle and pray that he stays in the race. And I also pray that no one puts that candle anywhere near his hair.
Stephen Colbert talking to TV critics this Monday in Los Angeles. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans was there. Eric, I'm sure he's not the only late night host praying that Donald Trump will stay in the race. Eric, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. Such a change in late night right now, Robin.
Yeah.
This is
sea change.
Once in a 10-year time in late night television.
Well, and that isn't really that big a deal when you put it that way.
This is Here and Now.